Jacob Bornstein, in honor of the Rav's safe return, speedy recovery to all the wounded until today, and those in the Kfar Shalema, the safe return of all the hostages, the swift destruction of all known Yisrael, Abbas, Hinam, and the Mountain Mashiach, to the building of the Sunday Dutch Mayor of Amen.
Amen.
And thank you to the Vora Cohen for sponsoring Honor of Ellie's birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
All right, I will say shkoyach again to all of our sponsors. Happy birthday to Rabeli. I'm going to buy all of the brachas from Yaakov and Sarah Shem. Yerzach Shem Bina is kind for all of us. Neshama Shem and Aliyah for the Gordon Mishpacha. And shkoyach to Reb Steve for always taking such good care of us. And how he prepared the food. And shkoyach to Reb Tzvi Friedman, who even though he's not here, Baruch Hashem always makes sure to go and prepare the beautiful spread for us. And I will say a tremendous... tremendous chos to be able to continue in the Heiliger words of the Piyajatzna. We are continuing tonight in Miratz Hashem in Sif Yud Chas. I actually want to try to be a little bit ambitious tonight and get through. Yeah, it's usually how every single shiur starts, first and last. But let's begin. We have two really incredible, incredible pieces by the Piyajatzna for tonight. And of course, we dedicate the learning in the zuchos of our precious hostages, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Yiras Hashem, return them to their families, B'shalom and B'karov, and our holy soldiers, Shem Yiras Hashem, be successful, B'chol Ma'asi Yadayim, and come back to their mishpachas, B'shalom and B'karov. But say with that, let us begin. Yeah, I'm gonna, good.
Welcome back.
Okay. Whoever needs ice, just take it now. Just take it now. Okay. Finish up. And let's be done. Don't crush it. Don't mash it. Just take. You know, at this point, take it with your hands. Just take it with your hands, please. Gosh. All right. So let's see. We're continuing Miratz Hashem tonight in the Piyajatzna in section Yud Ches. So the Rebbe says as follows. Well, so this is such a beautiful piece. The next two pieces are on one. Well, let's see. Im lo ta'amta od es tama shel tefila kishinikia min bakasha srachacha. So the Piyajatzna speaks it like this. We'll say, I'll translate the words first. He says, if you have not yet tasted the beautiful taste of tefila, of prayer, when it is free from any petitional requests. Now, what does that mean? Sidaiba understands, we'll say that generally when we daven, right? Generally, what form does davening take? It's, I need something. I need something. So and by the way, I just want to point out, davening for your needs is an incredible thing. We spoke about this before. Because obviously, when you're davening for your, right, when you ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu for all of your needs, big and small, what are you demonstrating? What are you showing? That the Ribonosh Emunah, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, in other words, I only ask something from God because I believe that God could grant it. So obviously, the very act of requesting something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in and of itself a dramatic display of emunah. But the Piyajatzna says, what happens all too often is the entirety of our tefillah experience is marked with petitional requests. What I need, what I want. And again, all legitimate and meaningful things. But the Piyajatzna says, if you have not yet tasted the beautiful taste of tefillah when it is free from petitional requests. Just now, what does that mean? He says, "Im lo bachis sa'ol b'sapracha shivchei Hashem." Have you ever been moved to tears when you speak about the Ribono shel Olam? Has you ever had that experience? Just again, I'm not asking for anything. We've all cried because of stuff that we need. That's for sure. But have you ever cried just by speaking about the Ribono Shel Olam? V'lo nispa'alta kol kach ad shetargish shebedabrucha min Hashem v'el Hashem dochakes v'yotza derech libcha u'mochecha giloi elokus she'in ata masiga v'yoda. It says the Piyajatzna so beautifully. Have you ever davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Look at his words. Have you ever been so overwhelmed when speaking about God to God that literally a burst of divine energy comes forth out of you that you can't even understand? Sebo say, what the Piyajatzna here is describing in this section is a different type of tefillah. It's not a tefillah because I need something, but it's the tefillah, it's the prayer of connection. It's the El Hashem, or I should say, Min Hashem, the El Hashem. I'm speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have I ever had this tefillah experience speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not asking for anything in particular, and then I'm profoundly moved and feel an incredible burst of energy? As b'chiyosecha, Sha'atabocha be'is bakasha srachecha bilvat. He says, because otherwise, here's the issue. If all I have in my life is petitional prayer, right? In other words, I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things. And again, I'm moved for those prayers. I even cried during those tefillos. Niros b'shamayim kimasi yaldus. Habocha mevaki sha'ashum ve'egozim. So he'll say, the problem is like this. If the only davening I have is petitional davening, right? Where I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something. I'm asking for what I need so badly that I'm even crying over it, and that's the only tefillah experience I have. The Piagetna says it's a little bit infantile. It becomes almost like a child who doesn't get the candy that he wants, or his example, the shashuim, the toys, or the agozim, or the nuts. That are transactional, right? So the child doesn't get right. The child asks. A child even asks nicely, even a please, even a thank you. But yeah, when the child doesn't get what he or she wants, there's crying. So again, I want to say, I want to be clear. The Piagetna is not telling us that we shouldn't have tefillah like that. What he's trying to say is, there's something fundamentally lacking from my prayer experience if that's the only kind of tefillah I have. If all I have is petitional tefillah, transactional tefillah, request tefillah, if that's all there is, again, we'll say, I want to be clear, not minimizing that at all. The ability to daven and truly believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives you or can provide you with everything you need is a very high level of emunah. What the Piagetna is highlighting for us is that there's a level of prayer that transcends that. It's just the prayer of connection. The prayer of connection, we'll say, I'll give you the mashal of this. Do you remember we had this? I actually quoted this in one of the shirim I gave in Eretz Yisrael. I quoted this. Do you remember from B'nai Machshava Tova, many, many moons ago? Remember again, the Rebbe gave an example. He gave an example of a child, right? A young child goes over to his father and he says, Abba. So when an adult hears his child says Abba, right? What does the adult assume? What does the adult assume?
Here it comes.
Right? What do you need? Right? So the father lifts up the child. And the child again says, Abba. And the father is looking, yeah, tell me, what do you want? And remember again, the Piagetna writes, the child nestles his head into the nook of his father's neck. And he just says, Abba. He just says, Abba. You see, what young children truly understand and truly believe in, the child doesn't need anything. Or he does need something. He just needs Abba. So the Piagetna is describing what I say, and again, this is that sometimes like we miss almost like this simple beauty in our relationship with Hashem. Because we do need a lot, right? Every single one of us needs a lot. And we'll say, you know, the only people who don't need a lot are just the people who are not thinking about all the things they actually need. Right? But on any given day, like the inventory of stuff that I need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pretty significant. So obviously I'm not davening all day long. So it makes sense that when I am davening, right, that again, the bulk of my tilos are going to be focused on the stuff that I need. It makes sense. The Rebbe says, but don't lose out on the other form of tefillah. Don't lose out on Abba tefillah. What's Abba tefillah? Abba tefillah is just a tefillah, is just something that ultimately, again, is just a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the way the Piagetna describes it over here, and it's a feeling that I start speaking about Hashem, and I end up speaking to Hashem.
Is that by thanking him for the brachas you have? I think
we could get to it in different ways. I don't know that you're going to see, he's going to make a suggestion how to get there, but in Achinami, how you get there, I think, can be very subjective. The point that I've been saying is just take time to just daven to Hashem. Just take time to say Abba. Just take time to be together. He goes on, he says something so beautiful. He says, Asei Zoseifo. So a person will say, okay, you know what? This sounds beautiful. I'd love to have this. But how do I reach this level of just talking to Abba? Just talking to Abba without necessarily requesting anything in particular, right? Again, how do I get to this level? Look what he writes. He says, Azov al Shah al Shtayim es ha'olam u'sha'ona. The Rebbe says, just leave the world for an hour or two. Right? I think it's a halavai, right? Leave the world for an hour or two. Armumius, I'll tell you like this, I, 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 just got back from Eretz Yisrael this afternoon. So I had like a code for Wi-Fi. So it only, but you could only use it on one device. So I said to my wife, I said, you really should have it. You should have it, because if the kids need to get in touch with you, you know, you can give and get a WhatsApp call, right? So my wife took the Wi-Fi code, I'll tell you, I was like, you know what? Do you know what it means? And I'll tell you something even better. This was on the way back. We actually had, the flight was diverted. We had an emergency landing in Madrid. Somebody on the plane had a serious medical complication. Baruch Hashem, they were okay. So it was about a 15-hour return flight. All in all, with no Wi-Fi. Me'ein olam haba. Me'ein olam haba. I got to learn like I haven't learned it was that long. I slept for a little bit. It was slept with two and didn't sleep enough. But it was, I'll say, the Piagetna says, you know, sometimes you just have to take a little bit of time away from the world. Sometimes you just need to be disconnected. He says, he goes, Azov Ashah Ashtaim Esa Ola Mushona, Armumios Chachmaso Ulutsona Shebecha. Leave aside your intellect. But leave aside your intellect, right? Literally, armumias chachmasa means like your chiseled intellect, right? Or literally means like your cunning intellect. But it means it's like, don't think so much. Stop thinking so much. Urutzona shabacha v'hisbode yichidi. Hisbodedos rabosai. Hisbodedos. Be alone with yourself. Vim efshalacha, and if able to, lechayara, go to the forest. Go to, in other words, forest doesn't have to be just forest. It means go into nature. Go into nature. V'haveiros atzmacha liyitzur tam pashet ben yitzuri Hashem. This is incredible. And you go into nature, says the Piagetna. This is incredible. The concept of hisbodedus, of being alone with yourself, taking time away, that's not unique to the Piagetna. I think this next line is, the Piagetna says, and when you are in nature, just view yourself as a simple creation amongst other creations. So when you go into that forest, right, and you see the trees, the truth is, I'm like a tree. I'm the stream. I'm the grass. I'm the flowers. I am another one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations in this whole beautiful world of creations. V'yachad im HaShemesh v'hayareach v'atziporim v'chol atzi hayar l'asher lifnei Hashem. And I'm like together with the sun, the moon, the birds, the trees of the forest. And all of us ultimately have one simple avoda, which is to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I will say, this is the beauty of Perek Shira, right? Perek Shira goes through all the different ways in which the various aspects of nature all sing to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everybody sings their Shira. The Piagetna says, sometimes step out of yourself, step out of your world, step out of your intellect, step out of your requests, and almost like become one with the natural world. And recognize that just as every piece of nature has its own song to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you also have your song. You know, also, you know, Rabbi Nachman in the Kutei Moharan, in Reish Pei Beis, the Rebbe says, one of the most beautiful, beautiful ma'amarim, the Rebbe says that, you know, the highest form of Avodas Hashem is a nigun, is a song. Now, by the way, was there between nigun and shira? Shira could have words. A nigun doesn't have words. Nigun doesn't have words. Why is nigun the highest level? Because words require intellect. Right? You have to be able to articulate them. You don't have to know what they have to mean, but you have to be able. A nigun doesn't need any intellect. So the Rebbe says, the ability to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not with your mind, but with your heart, the same way that the sky sings its shira, and the sun sings its shira, and the moon, everything sings its shira. I'll say, what's our avod in life? It's find your nigun. Find your nigun, find your song. Just find your shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you're not going to find it. Here's the interesting part is you're not going to find it while enveloped in your day-to-day. That's not the way it works. You only find your nigun, you only find your song when you step out of life. And when you join the ranks of the rest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations. That's when you're able to step away from just simple petitional, transactional prayer, which is beautiful and holy and meaningful and demonstrative of emunah, and you're able to get to real tefillah, the tefillah of Abba, the tefillah of connection, the tefillah of just being one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He goes on, he says, Basal Galus Ulamales Kala Olam Migdulasa Yisbarach. And in that moment, when you sing your nigin, when you sing your song, when you become one with all of nature, you're able ultimately again to go out and to reveal and to fill the world with the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hachal Nala Mashal. He gives an example over here. Hachal Nala Mashal. Lahachriz Lahamu L'chola Olam Es Adana Olam Es Yidid Nefesh V'tira Im Lo Tisparetz Nafshecha B'tzif Arta Chutza Likras Malka V'kona. So I'll say, look what he gives. This Rebbe says like this. He says, well, let me finish. She's Karev Kivyocha Ilecha Lahakshiv V'kol Shirascha. So I'll say, he gives, so Piaget says, try it. He says, try it. He says, just cry out, call out to the world that the Ribono Shel Olam is the Adon Olam, that he's the master of the universe, that he is your Yedid Nefesh. I say, what is, you know, we sing this, what does it mean, Yedid Nefesh? Yedid Nefesh means the beloved one of my soul. I say, do you know what it means? We call our Kodesh Baruch Hu so many different things, right? Elokeinu, right? Avinu, Malkeinu. We have so many descriptive words for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know what the purest one is? The Yedid Nefesh. Ribbono Shel Olam, you are like the best friend of my heart. You are my soulful companion. He says, the Piaget says, say it. V'sira, in lo tisparis nafshecha betifarta achuta likras malka v'kona. And you'll see ultimately again, just by saying it, even if you don't yet feel it, that the Kiddusha, the energy will come. It goes on, la'akshi l'kol shirascha, ve'ish shal malo tukad bekirbecha. And ultimately, again, the fire of the heavens will burn within you. Asherak shetef shal demos yatzilucha v'yargiucha. They'll say, this is, just the wording over here is so profound and so beautiful. The Rebbe says, when you find your shira, and you find your song, and you become one with nature, and you ultimately, again, find your yedid nefesh, a fire from above is going to burn inside of you. And the only thing that could calm that fire, says the Rebbe, are your tears. Are your tears. This incredible combination between, on one hand, an inner fire and external tears create this perfect spiritual equilibrium. A spiritual fire that is burning bright, but not all-consuming, because my tears dampen or temper down the fire a little bit. I'll say, it's just the imagery itself is so incredible. I'll just mention to you something amazing. When you read these pieces of Piaget's, I will say, it makes a lot of sense also why I think for many of us, the tefillah highlight of the week is when? It's Kabbalah Shabbos. Right? So, okay, it's easy to say, okay, because Kabbalah Shabbos, generally no one's running home. I should say differently. If you're davening here, you're certainly not running out, right? Generally, people, you're not, you don't have to run to work, you don't have to this, you don't have to that. But we'll say it's deeper. Do you know why? What's unique about Kabbalah Shabbos is that it's the first time in my week that I'm not asking God for something. See, the power, now, of course, that's the theme of Shabbos. On Shabbos, there is no petitional request. But the idea over here is, why is Kabbalah Shabbos such a powerful tefillah? Because it's the first time for so many of us throughout the entire week that my tefillah experience is not transactional or petitional. But what is it? It's Yedid Nefesh. It's in that moment that I'm just saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm part of creation, and I want to speak about you and to you and become one with you and feel you. And I want that fire to burn in my heart, and I want the tears to flow. And you know, the tears that you have on Kabbalah Shabbos, they're not tears of sadness. Chas v'shalom. They're tears of Kedusha. They're tears of holiness. They're tears of Aliyah. So there's a fire on the inside. There's tears coming out on the outside. And for the first time for so many of us throughout the entire week, this is the first moment of perfect spiritual equilibrium. It's the first moment where, like, life is as it's supposed to be. And the Rebbe goes on, he says, look how he ends off this section. He says, Va'as Tavin. Now, based on this, you could understand this. Bakashas Moshe Rabbeinu, Shespalo Samoch Liptiraso, Lihios Ke'ov HaShamayim. The Rebbe says, this is interesting. The Rebbe says, now you can understand why Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, asked to be like the birds in the sky. Now, I will say, the truth is, I it's not clear what pasuk he's referring to. The truth is, I was looking around. It could be in Parshas Ha'azinu. The pasuk is Kinesha Ya'ir Kino, Gozalav Yerachev. What is it? What's the pasuk?
Yeah.
Good. So we'll say. So again, interesting enough. So Rashi HaKadosh, it's interesting. Rashi HaKadosh understands that the pasuk is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And it's referring to the fact that the Ribono Shel Olam carries us like the bird carries its young. It could be that the Piagetzna understands that the pasuk is actually a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life saying, "I wish I was like the bird." Now, what does it mean? Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I wish I was like the bird." L'saper v'loshir shiras Hashem lifnei Hashem ishtokig. What does the bird do? What does the bird do? The bird sings its song, its unique song before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it's almost as if Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, "Ribono shel Olam, it's wonderful to be a Navi, and it's wonderful to speak to you upon him, upon him. All of these things are incredibly wonderful. But you know what I yearn for more than anything? I yearn to be like another piece of nature that just sings its song to you." David HaMelech says a similar idea in Sefer Tehillim as well. Mi yitin li ever keyona. If only I had wings like the dove. If only I had wings like the dove. So you see, it's interesting how great people often have this imagery of wanting to be like, I don't know, what we would at first glance feel as like lower levels of creation. Now again, there's many different levels of understanding of this also, especially by David HaMelech. But according to the Piagetzna, it's almost as if Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, at the end of the day, what I want is just to be a part of nature. What I want is just to be able to sing to you. What I just want is not to have to engage in petitional, transactional prayer. But I just want to be able, Ribono Shel Olam, to sing to you, about you, connect with you. I don't just want to have a relationship of Avinu or Malkenu or Hashem Roi Lo Echsan. I want Yedid Nefesh. So we'll say what comes out of section Yud Chas is really an incredibly profound yesod of making sure that we cultivate this second level of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we'll call the Yedid Nefesh level. And the only way to really accomplish that, says the Piagetzna, is to take time outside of the world, to be removed. Now he calls it an hour or two. Again, and he didn't say an hour or two a day, right? He just said an hour or two. So maybe the answer is an hour or two a week, right? Yeah, maybe it's spread out over a week, or maybe it's just even 1 hour. I don't know what it is. You know, things are, I don't know. I think it's we lead much more hectic lives, I think. But the point over here is to carve out some amount of time of his bodidus, dafka in nature, and the goal being to become like a fixture of nature, just to become like another piece of nature, just like the bird does connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu through its intellect. It just connects through its shira. Our job, I will say, is yes, there's petitional, transactional tefillah, a very important part of our life, and then ultimately, again, to carve out another piece in our lives as well, the Yedid Nefesh relationship as well. Incredible.
There's a therapist, Jordan Peterson, who says that for any relationship to survive, it requires 90 minutes a week of just connection, not talking about kids or whatever it is, just 90 minutes a week, we're just connecting on a,
it's beautiful,
a non-transactional basis.
Right. On a not, so anything except the to-do list.
Okay.
Anything except the to-do list.
Right. You're not allowed to talk about the bills
on the kids. You know, it's interesting, I said that, I meant this also in the show that I gave in Yerushalayim. I said, you know, I told a story about there was a young woman who came, she was in Shiduchim, and was talking about, she was going out to the particular young man, and things seemed to be going well, but she had a concern. The concern was that, like, there were periods of time where they just didn't have anything to talk about. Didn't have anything to talk about. So, you know.
You got married?
So, I said to him, and I said, you know, of course, not externally, but internally chuckle a little bit. You know, I said, you know, sometimes the most blissful moments, the most blissful moments in marriage is not when you're talking about something. Sometimes part of the beauty of being in a loving relationship is just being able to sit side by side and not say anything. Right? This notion that the barometer of a meaningful relationship is always having something to talk about. Okay, I understand. That's dating. And I understood what she was saying about sometimes what could be a potentially awkward silence. Right? But Lamaisa, you know, just to frame it in the right way, there's sometimes the most moving moments that a person could have. And it could be with a spouse, it could be with a parent, it could be with a sibling, it could be with a best friend. It's just being together. Just being together, nothing has to be said. I think what the religious mind is, this is what the Piagetzna is referring to over here also, which is that sometimes the most beautiful moments that we have with our Kodesh Baruch Hu is, we often think that the times of greatest connection to God are times when we are most vulnerable and most in need. And that's true, there's something to that, but there's also... They're not mutually exclusive. That's what Piaget is saying, is you need both of these relationships. I think what the Rebbe is highlighting is we tend just to focus on the transactional piece and the petitional piece, and we forget about the yedid nefesh level of relationship, the concept of just being with Abba. All right, Debose, let's move on to section your tests. Paragraph your tests. Yes, I think for the first time in the history of this year, I got this. I know. This is right. It's true. This is a profound piece, Debose. Profound piece. That writes as follows. Your test. Baruch Hashem, nichnasti kvar bishnas harabam lemechaye. This is a birthday piece. Baruch Hashem, I entered into the 40th year of my life. Uba'od eze chadashim eyeh miyaretz Hashem ben arba'im shlemim. So listen to this. In just a couple of months, I will be 40 years old. Look at the Rebbe writes. Zos omeres, shekvar yaschilu hayimei hayirida shali, ukvar aschil lehizdakin. The Rebbe says, okay. And now that I've reached 40, right, everything is downhill from there. Right? Now, that's not exactly what the Rebbe says. Once you get to the age of 40, so again, that means now I'm beginning to enter into my older years. And I'll say, obviously, again, lifespans are also different. Everything's different. I'll say, but the Piaget's highlighting this idea. We'll say, this is an incredibly profound, reflective moment for the Piaget's now. I'm about to be 41 years old, right? I'm completing 40 complete years. And now I realize that the next stage of my life is upon me. Look what he writes. Libi yira v'yifchad. I'm scared. Lo min halicho shno saikol kachani lefarchis. I'm not scared of getting old. I will say there are some people who are like mamish scared of getting. I'm not scared of getting old. Ki lekach notzarti. Getting old is part of the process of life. Rak min dalos shnosai sheavru va'ovros bedalos v'rekos b'shiflos v'katnos. So what am I scared of? Essentially, in one word, underperformance. Yeah. Underperformance. My life is going by, and I am scared that at the end of the day, right? Dalushnosa means the impoverished state of my years. That my years have gone by with impoverished and emptiness, with lowliness and smallness. So I'll say, isn't this incredible? The Piaget says, I'm not scared of getting old. Getting old is part of the process of life. I'm scared that I've not maximized my years, and now I am turning a corner into a dramatically different stage of life. Hi, Ben Adam, Hayomim Shalcha Klar Avru. Piaget kind of speaks to man in general. Ay, man, your days are passing you by. V'rak kishi yimei hayirida, haynu hagviya maschelis b'cha, niskar toloshuv. And I will say, sometimes it's only once we get older that we decide to get serious about how we live. We get serious about maximizing our time, and we get serious about doing tshuva. And I will say, so again, which on one hand is beautiful, right? Because like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, it's never too late. It's never too late to get yourself together. And I will say, but you know, the tragedy is the one thing you can never reclaim in life is lost time. You can't reclaim it. You know, it's interesting about say, for example, tshuva is one of the most powerful dynamics, right? With tshuva shel ava, tshuva that is motivated out of love, one could accomplish anything. You could even turn your averos into mitzvos. That's how powerful tshuva is. But as much as you could turn averos into mitzvos, the one thing that tshuva can't do for you is tshuva can't give you back time. Can't give you, it could transform events of the past, but it can't give you back time. And the Piagetsna says that is the scariest thing. How all too often we squander our youth. By the time we wake up already and decide, you know what, let me get it together, I'm older. Whatever older means, right? For the Piagetsna, that's at 40, right? But I'm older, and I'm sad that I didn't maximize my early years. Va'im. And the Piagetsna says, "Well, this is incredible. So now, I'm 40, and I've decided. You know what? I'm unhappy with how I've spent my life. Well, I just want to point out that this is very real, right? This is the Piagetsna just telling us how he feels. This is not the halacha. It's not the hashkafa. It's not even a piece of chassidus. It's the Rebbe telling us how he feels. I've reached a milestone in age, and I feel sad. And I feel sad, and I feel afraid, because I feel when I look in the mirror, I'm not happy with who I see. I'm not happy with what I've accomplished. I know that I could have done, and I could have been more. And here's what also scares me. So now I'm turning 40, and I say, you know what? This is it. I'm going to turn it around. Now I'm going to start to live impactfully and successfully. Do I really believe in myself? Do I really believe in my ability to do this? How many new starts have I given myself? Right? How many times, how many periods of life have gone by and then another one comes and I started filled with hope and with promise? Umahaya sofam. And then what happened at the end? Like snow on a warm day that simply melts away. So much potential, so many new starts, says the Piagetsna. And yet, again, I've yet to actually seize a real opportunity. Look what he writes. Gam kodim habar mitzvah. I remember having these feelings before my bar mitzvah. Kodim achasuna, before I got married. Hirgashti min yira v'ischaskus kazu. I felt the same type of like urgency. It's like a combination of urgency, excitement, pit in my stomach, hope, optimism, sadness, but yet again feeling that okay, this is the turning point. My bar mitzvah is going to be my turning point. My chasna, my wedding, again, chasen mochen lo kavanos. You get married, all of your averos are forgiven. So now again, this is going to be my turning point. Va'amarti az, kvar mukhrach ani me'at lios even eman la'Hashem, built on lo levado. And I said to myself, before all of these major life events, okay, this is it. I am going to become a trusted servant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umi yodea, im gam ata kishiyarech Hashem eshnosai ve'esragel b'shnos harboim, Kimo az gam ato. The Rebbe says, you know what? I said it before my bar mitzvah that this is my turnaround point, and it didn't happen. I said it before I got married that this is going to be my turnaround point, and it didn't happen. So now I'm 40, and I say, this is going to be my turnaround point. Why should I believe that I'm going to get it together more now than I did at any previous interval in life? Hayira. Yachadimatikva. So Piagetsna says, I find myself in this interesting emotional crossroads. There's fear. What's the fear? The fear is that I'm going to let, once again, time and opportunity slip through my hands. But the fear is coupled with hope. What's the hope? The hope is that I'm going to finally turn things around. Tichlena v'tasvena chas v'shalom ein zichron l'rishonim v'gam. Must be a Gilgal. Yeah. All right. Good. We'll leave it alone. Good. So I'll say, so ultimately, so, all right. Good. So I'll say, so listen to this. So the Piagetsna says, I'm filled with this sense of hope. I'm filled with this sense of fear. Because again, how many, I will say, no, does this, I don't know, I saw this, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is my life. this is my life, except the Piagetzna, that's not true for him, it's absolutely true for me. How many times this is the turning point? This is the turning point. It was, all right, I'm not going to say it was my bar mitzvah. that I'm not going to say. But definitely the chasana, right? And then again, birth of a child. And then again, 30. And then again, 40. And then then Rosh Hashanah. Then this and then that. All of these different points. And the truth is, you know what? If I'm honest, I never really maximized any one of those launching points. I didn't. So now I'm older. Piagetzna says, so again, I didn't maximize the bar mitzvah. I didn't maximize the chasana. So now I'm turning 40, and okay, I'm like, okay, this is it. But I'm scared because I said, this is it. This is the turning point so many times beforehand, and it wasn't the turning point. And I'm scared that once again, this is just going to be another time of saying this is the turning point. He goes on, he says, Aval. Well, this is so beautiful. He says, Aval, Anna, Alna. Piagetzna says, I'm not going to have yeyosh. I'm not going to allow myself to fall into the pit of despair. You're right. I didn't maximize the bar mitzvah. I didn't maximize the chasana. But I don't have to give up hope on maximizing 40. There is a brand new opportunity that is here in front of me. Umin reishis hazikna hakrova elai evare doledah nakshon. So now, 40, the beginning says the Piagetzna of old age is upon me. And I'm going to maximize this new beginning. And I'm going to go ahead and with all of my strength, be mekabel upon myself. I'm going to commit to myself to renewing, to re-energizing, to reconcretizing, to re-solidifying my relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam from this point and on. V'chulehai, I'm going to try to do all of this, and maybe now I can actually accomplish it. Someone said, how beautiful is this? On one hand, the Piagetzna is saying, I've made this promise to myself so many times before, and I haven't come through. So I could live life with Yehosh and say, come on, what's the point? How many times can you keep having the same conversation with yourself, saying, this is the point, this is where I turn it all around, and yet I never turn it up? Well, you know what Piagetzna says, I'm not giving up. I'm not falling into the traps of Yesh. I'm not falling into the clutches of despair. 40 is going to be my new turning point. 40 is my new rebirth. So look what the Piagetzna says. They both say, this is beautiful. This is absolutely beautiful. We have a couple of minutes left. Is how we're going to end. Uma kabal alai. So the Piagetzna says, so now, okay, so I need a Kabbalah. And I will say, in general, we speak of this often, in life, whenever you want to actualize some opportunity or actualize just something, you have to make a Kabbalah on yourself. You have to take something upon yourself. Right? Because if you don't take something upon yourself, then a Kabbalah, taking something upon yourself, takes all of the emotions and energy and turns it into something real. So the Piagetzna says, I'm turning 40. I want this to be a new beginning, right? I want to get things together. I want to operate on all cylinders. So what do I need to do? What's my Kabbalah? He says, Lil Mod Yoser. Okay, I could learn more. Kimidumani Shemasha Efshar Lishalechas Batal in any Olech Batal. Piagetzna says, the truth is, I'm telling you, I think, like, if I'm honest with myself, I learn a lot, right? And I don't really waste time. So whatever time I can devote to learning, I feel like I'm devoting to learning. Okay, so you know what my Kabbalah will be? I'm going to distance myself from earthly or physical desires. Piagetzna says, "Im ein yitzri merama osi, Baruch Hashem eineni meshubad kol kach letayva gufonis chas v'shalom." Piagetzna says, to be honest, I don't struggle with that stuff so much. It's incredible. Right? Piagetzna says, you know what? I don't really waste time. So I'm learning a lot of Torah, and I think I'm learning all the Torah I should be learning. To not fall into the clutches of desire, the Piagetzna says, Baruch Hashem, I've been able to subdue my physicality a little bit. So earthly or physical or lustful desires, they don't pull me away. So what's my Kabbalah? I'm supposed to get ready for this.
You too.
Umah chasrli, right? Umah chasrli. So what's missing for me? Pashit. Leos Yehudi Chasrli. Piagetzna says, you know what I need to, you know what my Kabbalah is? I just need to be a Yid. I just need to be a Jew. Pashit Leos Yehudi. I just need to be a Jew. Doma ani ve'inai Kitsuras adam mitsuyares. You know, when I look at myself, so I look like a fully formed person. Shakolba, right? When you, if I look at myself, other people look at me, so they see me as a person who has everything. Hagivonim vatsura, rak achos chasera, haneshama chasera. And I will say, the Rebbe says, I have the learning, and I even have the abilities to subdue the Yetzer Hara. Do you know what I'm missing? I'm missing neshama. I'm missing my soul. I'm missing my soul. Rabosai, this is how also your test carries right in or connects right in with your ches. Right? It's the same idea. I'm missing my yidid nefesh. I'm missing, Rabosai, Piaget that says, I realize what I need to do. I need to be a yid. I need to be a pasha to yid. I need to be a Jew. Rabosai, the most incredible thing, and I think we all go through this, as you get older, so you realize that the recipe for success, at least the recipe for spiritual success, is much simpler than I originally thought it was. Right? So the Piagetna says, I thought it was all about learning. So I learn. I learn Baruch Hashem. And the Piagetna is not bragging. She's just telling us facts. I don't waste time. I maximize my learning. So ultimately, again, Yetzahara, Baruch Hashem, I'm not thrilled by my Yetzahara. By the way, can you imagine the ability to make such a statement like that? Right, of physical desires, that's not really a thing for me. Right, not really a thing for me. That's not my challenge, Baruch Hashem. So what's my challenge? I don't feel my neshama. I don't feel my soul. And so my avod, my Kabbalah says the Piagetna is Lios Pashit. I'll say these three words. This is it. Pashit Lios Yehudi. It's the bumper sticker. I will say it's the mantra of the Yid. What do you want in life? Pashit Lios Yehudi. Pashit Lios Yehudi. Pashit Lios Yehudi. That's all I want. I just want to be a Jew. And what does it mean to be a Jew? It's someone who's able to feel his neshama. I just want to know that any time that I want to be able to feel my neshama at all times. If I can do that, then I'm a Yehudi, and if I'm a Yehudi, then I'm accomplished. Ribono Shel Olam, Sofa Umabit Kol Ne'alam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you who are able to see all that is hidden. Go say, turn the page. By the way, breakneck speed tonight. Breakneck speed. Umabit Kol Ne'alam, Lefanecha Esvada, Melfanecha Eschanon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before you ultimately again, I admit, before you ultimately again, I supplicate. Mushloch umaruchak ani mimcha mikol heichalecha harcheik ma'od. I feel so far away from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pashat rotze ani me'ata lehisgayer velios me'ata Yehudi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all I want to do is I want to convert kiviyachol. Right? We know gershin hisgayer, a person converts kekatan shenola dami. It's as if they're reborn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I enter into my 40th year, And as I enter into this next stage of life called old age, I know what I want. I know what I need to do. I just have to become a Jew. I just have to find my neshama. I realize that the problem in life is I'm too distant from you. I'm too far away from you. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Hoshi'eni Shelo Avala Esherish Nosai, Bein Chamori Asoni V'Kalbi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do not let me throw away the rest of my life living amongst the donkeys, the mules, and the dogs. What does that mean? That don't let me be another piece of livestock. What does livestock do? Livestock just goes over here, goes over there, eats grass here, the grass is nicer over here, it comes over this, it comes over that, right? And just goes through the motions of life. One day it's alive and one day it's dead. Don't let me spend my days like that. Karev osi elecha, bring me close to you. Vachnisini hecha lifnim mehechal, and bring me into the closest of the close to you. Kshar osi elecha li olam, bind me to you for all eternity. The olam vayed mitoch harachava. So I will say, what an incredible, and overwhelming, and profound peace. So if we tie your ches and your test together, because they really they're thematically linked. So working backwards, the Piagetna says, as I enter into this next stage of life, the beginning of my old age,
I'm scared that I'm not, I know, now I'm scared. I'm not maximizing my life. That's a statement that Piaget makes. I know I'm not maximizing my life. But you know, what's the lesson? Past performance is no indication of future
results.
Future success. Or future result. Good, whatever the lashon is, you understand, right? In other words, your past doesn't have to be an indicator of your future. That's the yisod. So now, even though I told myself bar mitzvah is going to be the new start, but it didn't happen. Chasno is going to be the new start, it didn't happen. Okay, now I'm 40. This is my new start, and I want to make it happen. But I need a kabbalah. I need a plan. I need to know what I'm focusing on. It's not my learning. I've got that under control. It's not my taivas parshim. I've got that under control. So what do I need? Pashit liyos yehudi. How do I do that? I need to find my neshama. I need to feel my neshama. I need to feel my neshama. Ribono Shalom, I need to bind myself to you. And now we understand, back to Yud Ches, how do you do that? Hisbodidus, stepping out of your intellect, stepping out of your life, binding yourself, not to Avinu, not to Malkeinu, not to Melech Rahamon, but to who? But to Yedid Nefesh. But to Yedid Nefesh. And once you have that, once you find your Yedid Nefesh, then you could accomplish Pashat Lios Yehudi. Then you could find your neshama. And then, says the Piyajetzna, you can maximize life. All right, so we'll have to stop over here for tonight.
So,